Greater Lafayette has tremendous civic and business leaders who are rising up and working to help those who might be struggling during these uncertain times. In response to the current coronavirus crisis, every day at noon, we're taking a break from the music to highlight what these leaders are doing to keep our community bonds strong.
Mayor John Dennis joins us, and I wanted to take a minute to talk to you about coronavirus.
Yeah.
What's going on? What are the facts? It's always good to turn to leaders of a community. What can you tell us at this moment about this coronavirus as we sit here and we look at it? It is Monday at 1:37.
Well, first, thanks for letting me be here, Jim, and let me have this opportunity to sort of explain things as we know it. You know, we have had several instances like this in the past, not necessarily as easily communicable as this current virus, but there's always been something out there, sort of the viral boogeyman that has given us great cause for pause in this country. And I think the thing that makes this so unique is how easy it is to transmit and how quickly the virus invades your body. For us here locally, you know, one of the greatest things that we can do is try to make sure that people are informed. You know, not just informed about the virus, but informed about personal hygiene habits. You know, I did a real quick article in the newspaper a couple of days ago, and the basics of personal hygiene still stick today, man. Wash those hands, you know, and if you're sick, you know, if you're coughing, cough into your sleeve. And if you don't feel well, go home. You know, we are a very work-oriented society here in America, and we believe that if you feel a little bad, still go to work and still knock out that 8 hours. Well, now we know a little bit more. We know that feeling bad could be the precursor to feeling really bad and maybe making a bunch of people that you care about feel bad as well.
When it comes to West Lafayette and everything that's going on, because you've got a lot of people under your guys, what are you saying to people, and what are people above you saying to you? I know we're talking about restaurants and bars closing down. What's going on in that world? What are the standards going to be for something like that?
You know, we really don't know. And I'm not trying to cop out and not answer the question, because you know I'll answer anything.
Sure.
But we really don't know, because first off, there is the personal risk tolerance that people have. You know, some people think, you know, I take care of myself, I'm a healthy guy, I work out all the time, I can beat this thing. But the second thing is they don't realize that they're carrying it if they are exposed to it. But more importantly, we have to be realistic. You know, we shouldn't just beat the great big bass drum of fear right now. There are very few cases in the state of Indiana. I think we're up to 14 now.
Okay.
None in this area right now. I think that's really important for people to understand, that this level of awareness needs to be the thing that spreads. People need to understand what they need to do to protect themselves and the people they care about. But more importantly, don't panic. We've got a lot of smart people working on this stuff. We've got a lot of very, very good healthcare providers that are acutely aware of what's going on here. And I think the other point is that, you know, we need to pull together. This is one of those unifying moments in our history to where we as a society can help us and make sure that we're looking after those that are in need, looking at those that are most likely to be adversely affected by this virus, and pull on the same side of the rope and try and make sure that we get through this unscathed with our economy in order. And with that, with basically, you know, I hate to use these kind of, you know, grossly cliche terms, but society to continue to grow as it always has.
What kind of unique issues has the university brought to your city at this point in time?
Well, probably the biggest thing is being in mid-semester and having it seem like a ghost town. It's really quiet in West Lafayette right now. President Daniels did the right thing. He said, you know what? We've got this thing going on, and we need to make sure that we protect our students. So he gave the students the empowerment of being able to do online studying, e-studying as they call it, and that has transferred over to our school corporations. We know one thing, that if one kid in gym class gets it, every kid in gym class is going to have it. And that applies to, you know, elementary school kids, high school kids, and college kids. The other thing is that the virus itself, although it's been readily identified, it's been focused, we understand some of the symptomology of it, we don't necessarily know how powerful it is. And it can affect people differently in different ways.
How often are you being briefed about things and changes that are going on in our county, in our state, in our cities?
This is a pretty cool thing. The governor's office is giving us daily updates on the status of the virus in the state of Indiana. Governor Holcomb is also keeping us local, the mayors basically, acutely aware of some of the programming that is being stopped by the state and some of the recommendations that they have insofar as like public gatherings and things about what's coming down from the state. We as mayors obviously are communicating those messages as soon as we get them. And again, the intent to is form, not to generate fear. But the good side of it is because it's not just a national thing, it's a global event. And people are very, very, very astute about paying attention to their trusted news sources and making sure that they do the right things for themselves and their families. And again, get back to the basics, man. Wash those hands, cough into your sleeve, and stay home if you're sick.
When it comes to testing, what can you tell us about testing in the area?
Well, all we know is that the hospitals are in a position to provide that testing. Now, the testing isn't actually the hard part. It's the time that it takes to get the results back. And, you know, unfortunately, like some of the other viruses and diseases that we've had, that litmus test type environment doesn't necessarily exist, as far as I know. You know, I haven't talked to a medical professional today, so something could have changed in the interim. But my understanding is that they are doing everything that they can to make sure that those who need to be tested get tested, and that people that express to be tested are displaying some form of symptomology, which would make the test a rational option.
Thank you so much for taking the time, for just sharing a couple minutes. And I don't want this to be a big, long thing. I just want a little information here and there that we drop in. What do you have to say to people as I let you walk out the door?
I'm going to stick to the basic three, man. You know, wash your hands. And I know hearing that is almost like hearing brush your teeth and comb your hair. Mm-hmm. But wash your hands, because that's where the thing gets transmitted. And truly, if you sneeze, if you cough or something, use a Kleenex or cover it up with your sleeve. Don't push the disease out there. And then most importantly, if you don't feel good, stay home. If there's ever been a time to use those sick days or, you know, do some stuff and base it on the compassionary boss, stay home now, because it's not going to get any better by you doing that self-sacrifice and going to work. And it's important, because we are now in one of those times. I can't remember if I said this earlier on, but it's very 9/11-ish. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of things going on right now that people are scratching their heads about and wondering what's going to be next. And we unified back then, and we can unify now, work together, take care of ourselves and each other, and make sure this thing doesn't progress.
Thank you once again. West Lafayette Mayor John Dennis stopping by here at Q1067.